Now, for the past 3 weeks, we've been featuring a series on this program called Newlywed in America. It's a look at how marriage has changed over the last half century. And today we wrap up our series at a place where marriage is becoming increasingly rare inside the African-American community. According to the last census, around 42% of black men and women in America had never been married. For whites, the rate is closer to around 20%. And among lower-income African-Americans, the rate of marriage plummets even further. Reporter Katia Riddle has been working on this project. Today, she brings us the story of one Baltimore couple who, statistically speaking, were unlikely candidates for marriage. She followed them through their first year.
The first time I met Kendra and Brian Kosem, it was just a few days before their wedding, in June of last year. They are giddy as they sit on the couch with their 2-year-old son, Breon. They tell me about the day they met. They were both working concessions at the Ravens NFL stadium in Baltimore, where they live. Kendra was training Brian on the cash register. She was 16, a high school student. He was 19 and had already graduated.
She would be like just saying things smart way with her. You press this button right here to do this, and you do this way.
I wasn't being bossy. It was just that, like, all the girls was falling over him, and it just, well, I wasn't. And I guess I was the only different one. But somehow, at the end of the night, he ended up having my phone number, and I had his.
They dated for the next 3 years. After she graduated, when she was 19, Kendra found out she was pregnant.
I was very scared, because, like, when I first met him, I just thought that he was just one of the guys that just wanted to talk or whatever or do whatever and then leave.
Her fears are understandable. Marriages are so rare in neighborhoods like this one. One expert described them as marriage deserts. In Baltimore, to combat these marriage deserts, a nonprofit organization called the Center for Urban Families offers free classes that focus on relationship skills. Kendra and Brian did the program before they were married. On this night at the center, mediator Matthew Bacchus stands in the middle of a classroom.
So Curtis, the idea is you want pets, basically.
About a half dozen couples sit around Bacchus in a semicircle. He's asked everyone to write down one thing they'd like their partner to change. Curtis Richardson is saying he'd like a pet. His girlfriend, Candace Blackwell, says it's not going to happen.
You know, if I see that he can hold down the kids every day and just make sure that everything that needs to be done is done without me having to say anything, then I would trust that he'll be able to do the same thing with an animal.
They compromise and decide to get a fish. Bacchus says these couples often don't have examples in their lives of healthy partnerships.
Because they sometimes have TV images of marriage.
Jocelyn Gaynors also works at the center.
They look at the Huxtables from The Cosby Show, and they see a successful relationship, but it was a doctor and a lawyer. And they're not doctors and lawyers, so for whatever reason, they feel that that's not possible for them.
She says couples like Kendra and Brian, who make it work despite obstacles, are a rare breed. Even so, the next time I see them, 4 months after the wedding, Kendra and Brian are struggling. They moved to Texas. She opens the door to the 2-bedroom apartment they're sharing with his parents.
Hey!
Hi.
How are you?
They went to Austin to get away from the crime in Baltimore, but Kendra couldn't find a job there. On the day I visited, she and her son are sitting in the apartment watching music videos. Kendra says she's bored and depressed. Brian didn't get the well-paying job he thought he would. Instead, he's working in a warehouse. They're stuck, living with Brian's parents and Kendra without a job.
I mean, we are newlyweds, and I always thought newlyweds have their own place and be ready to start their new life. I thought that's how it's supposed to be. It's just them.
So they make a new plan. Kendra will take the baby and go back to Baltimore to live with her family. Brian will stay in Austin and work. They'll both save money, and when Kendra can get them an apartment, Brian will join them.
Everything positive. If the plan don't work, then I make a U-turn. But I always think my plan's going to work. I always think the plan's going to work.
The next morning, Brian packs Kendra and his son into the car to take them to the airport.
And it's one adult and one child?
Yes, ma'am.
And how many bags are you checking?
2.
Kendra and Brian are stoic as they say goodbye outside the security gate. They say they're sure it will only take a few months for Brian to save up the money so he can move back to Baltimore.
Say, see you later, Dada.
Peace.
In fact, 6 months later, Kendra and Brian are back together. I met them in May, just a few weeks before their one-year anniversary. They're living with Kendra's mom in Baltimore, back exactly where they started, except for one very big change. Kendra gave birth to their second son, Brayden, 2 months ago.
When we left, it was just us 3. We come back. Now it's 4 of us. So yeah, we definitely need our own space.
Kendra, Brian, and the boys are living in a four-bedroom house with her two brothers, sister, and mother. Kendra takes care of the kids. Brian's driving a bus. He says the hardest part of the last year is all the responsibility he's come to shoulder.
Because you got to take care of everything. You got to take care of everything. The family, household, all that. You got to take care of everything. Everything is in your hands. So sometimes you get frustrated.
In the meantime, they continue to try to save money. Kendra combs the internet for apartment listings. When he has doubts, here's what Brian says to himself.
Compromise and stay healthy. No, stay positive, as I say.
Three simple vows that are holding this marriage together. Katie Arettel, NPR News.
Last week, we asked you to send us your wedding photos. We took some of your shots and made a gallery out of them. You can see that gallery and a video profile of Kendra and Brian at our website, npr.org.